to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Proverbs. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Don't let him sweet talk to you, talk you, because a snake sweet talk you. Hello, the devil came as a snake, remember? And notice he went to Eve and sweet talked them. So once a person show you, present themselves as a snake, believe it, get back. Because that's what snakes do. They bite. And they put poison in you. And a lot of times when they put that poison in you, you can tell a woman that done got bit by a snake. Everybody can say, this person is no good for you. They say, but I love it. But I love it. He ain't like that. I love it. I love him. She done got bit by that snake. That's what done happened there. Everybody can see it. Even old Boo Boo can see it, and he drunk half the time, but he can see it. Let's go on. I'm sorry. Let's go on. Amen. Let's see. 8:9. He that walketh uprightly walks surely, but he that perverts his ways shall be known. A crooked person, you know them. What Solomon is trying to do, he's trying to educate his son. He's trying to educate these boys on when people show themselves, they either like this or they like this. And don't let them tell you nothing different. You'll know people by which way they going, and you'll know them by how they live. Don't let somebody tell you that they are a Christian and they can't even tell you the last time they've been to church. But he say he a Christian. You know, I've been trying to find me a church. I've been trying to find one. You know what good church is? Well, I'll go with you then on Sunday. See that, mama? He said he's going to go with me on Sunday. You see? All of a sudden, he done started going to church. Ask ladies that done got married. Some of the ladies that done got married. Not here at Bible Way, but some ladies that you know. They was dating a guy. He went to church before they got married, but now he don't know where the church is at. Huh? See, when people come to you, I think that they come to you like God wants you to see them. When God sends you somebody, the way you know God done been working over here on this person, and he's working over here on you, and he brings you two together. But if you hook up with somebody and you say, oh, Jesus, they need this done, they need this done, they need this done, they need that done, they need, oh, Jesus, they need this done, oh, they need that too. Leave it alone. You don't need to talk about going out. Baby, you know, I know this nice restaurant that we can go to. You ain't paid for the food here. What we doing talking about this next nice restaurant? See, if you got to pay, that ought to let you know right there, Rufus ain't for you. Yeah. Let's go on. Let's go on. I'm getting into my single counseling here. Oh, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. We're looking at these two different lifestyles. He that winketh with his eye causes sorrow, but a parading fool shall fall. That's the second time we done ran across that fool, ain't it? He that winketh with his eye. What are we talking about, winketh with that? We're not talking about a person that see you and say, hey, sister. That ain't what we're talking about. But even though if a person do wink at you, you better keep your eye on that person. We're talking about a person that winks at sin. That something is bad, but they don't see it as bad. Oh, just a little wine ain't no hurt. See, this here, you know, this ain't no 100 proof here. This is just one step above dinner wine. You see, that's a person that's wink. At wine is wine to me. If it's wine, that's grown drink. Yeah, I don't care what you call it. You can say, well, this is just some T.J. Swan. No, I don't care if it's Boom Phone. I don't. You know, let's leave that alone, because I believe you can take enough of any lit something and you can get intoxicated. You can take it if it's got alcohol in it, if it got 20% and 80% water. Well, you drank enough of them lit 20% there, it'll add up to 100. So be careful when you're around a person that makes light of sin. Oh, it just had a little cursing in the movie. Be careful. Before you know it, you pick up a cursing spirit. Yeah. See, the devil is just waiting on you to slip, because he's right there. That's why the Bible says don't give an opportunity for the devil. It says, be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, given an opportunity for Satan. That's why when you even got an angry spirit, quit faking being mad. See, sometimes we get angry. Now, I'm kind of getting off, but this will help you. We get angry sometimes with folks. We get so mad, and we know that we need to go on and talk about it and get it on, clear the air. I'm going to let him suffer. Matter of fact, I'm going to sleep on the couch tonight. Matter of fact, I'm going to cook him some grits, and they're going to be cold. I'm going to have him his breakfast here, but he ain't going to see me in the morning. I'm gone. And we start the same thing when we come home in the evening. We're like two ships in the night, just passing each other. I'm letting them suffer. But that person got his own mind. He thinking the same thing. I'm going to let her suffer. She thinking she hurting me. I'm two can play that game. As a matter of fact, I ain't no come home on time. She be expecting me at 10. I ain't coming home till after midnight. You see, now, he come home at midnight. She find out about that. She said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to change these locks on Friday night. That way, when that happens, do you see how it's snowballing? It's going from one thing to the next thing. No, no. That's why the Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Because what the devil do, the devil will jump at that opportunity and whisper, you ought to do this, this, this. And then you'll do that. Then the devil jump over here and whisper in your ear, you ought to do this, this, this. And he's just going back and forth and just having a good time. Yeah. So you have to be careful. Yeah. So when you see that person winking at sin, you know the kind, you know who you're dealing with. And if you're single, you say that, and they winking at sin. Hello, somebody. They winking at sin. You know what they need. They need to keep going. Because, see, you trying to find a marriage partner, and particularly, excuse me, if you're young, you trying to find somebody who's going to be the father of your children. And you don't want your children to grow up winking at sin. That's the problem with these children today. They're growing up winking at sin. They're growing up cursing, thinking it's cute. The parents cursing, the little boy cursing, the sisters cursing, everybody in the house cursing, trying to out curse each other. Amen. Then the little baby, little boo-boo in diapers here going around with a little beer can trying to drink some beer, and they laughing. Boo, you know you can't be drinking all beer. No, let him drink a little bit. Let him drink a little bit. Let Boo drink a little bit. You see him staggering. That's from that beer. You see him? He can't even walk now. See, that's winking. Quit winking at sin. Oh, my Lord. Then you go, see, that's dealing with the obedient and the disobedient. That's what it was in verse number 10. And then verse 17, you'll see the same thing, obedience and disobedience. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuse reproof and error. Some people obey, they got an obedient disposition. And other children has a disobedient disposition. Some children just ain't no obey. And that's why you just got to put the rod on them. Some children, you know, like I was, when I was getting ready to get married, you know, in the old days when you got ready to get married, you didn't have to so much go to no preacher, your pastor, to do marriage counseling. Because, see, the average pastor don't know you. But you went before their mama and daddy. And I went before her daddy. And her daddy counseled me. Yes, he did. I'll never forget. And see, her daddy, at that time, he was 350 plus, big old man, six feet something and 300, and, you know, he was just a big old man. Matter of fact, the first time I met her daddy was a truck driver for the brick company. And he brought those bricks out to our house, so our house could be bricked. And when I was 10 years old. And when he got out of that truck, I thought I was looking at Andre the Giant. I say, Lord, have mercy. This is a big old man. So when she told me who her daddy was, I said, hey, you won't have no problem with me. You won't have no problem. But her daddy counseled me. And her daddy, one of the things her daddy said, listen, you don't have to hit her. You don't have to even raise your hand to hit her. She's got an obedient disposition. He says, I didn't even hardly have to whoop her. He said, we could just look at Shell and she'll just melt and start crying. Ooh! I started to tell him that was she was just faking. She was fooling y'all. But that's exactly, she's got an obedient disposition. So you're not going to have no trouble out of her. Yeah, so, and if you think that you got to put a hand on her, just bring her back. Now, that's what he told me. That was his counsel. He says, I didn't have to hit her, and you're not going to have to hit her. Amen. If you think you got to hit her, just bring her on back. Just bring her on back. Amen. We'll take her back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, mama and them didn't say we want you to come back. Amen. 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 It was kind of the opposite way, you know, when Marion talked to mama. You may have to go upside his head a couple of times. No, I'm teasing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have in our lesson two, the rich and the poor disposition. Let me just read through some of this some more, and then we're going to come to the rich and the poor in verse 15 and 16 and 22. But verse number 11 says, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but the violent covet the mouth of the wicked. You know that you are dealing with a wicked person when they cursing just by the way they speak. Yeah. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. You know the kind of person you're dealing with when you're dealing with a person that won't let it go. Hatred stirs up strife. Amen. Amen. See, some people just like to keep it going. They won't let it die down. Let the fire die down. Let it die. You know, if you won't put no wood on the fire, it's going to die out. After a while, it's just going to go cold and die. But if you keep bringing it up, you didn't have to lock me out. You didn't have to change the locks. See, I didn't go that far. How would you would have felt if I would have changed the locks on you? Well, you ain't never caught me out no 12 o'clock at night. You see, well, just let it die. Amen. Bringing up stuff that happened 5 years ago. Amen. Amen. And be careful. Be careful. Be careful. A lot of people, they meet and they go on a date and they be so caught up and fascinated. We just talked all night. But what y'all talk about? Well, he was telling me about his former relationship. How he was, and we just ended up talking just about all night long. His former, well, he need to go talk to his pastor. Because he can't let that go. And if he hook up with you, sound like y'all finna get into a rebound situation. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that void of understanding. Wise men's lays up knowledge, but the mouth of foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Oh, y'all didn't catch it. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The reason the rich man stayed on top is he know how to use his money. Matter of fact, he done built a kingdom, an empire. All because he know what to do with money. But look, that destruction of the poor is their poverty. They don't know how to use money. The poor make themselves poor. Hello, somebody. A person ain't got nothing but a minimum wage job, but they shopping at the expensive store in town. On minimum wage. I wanted to treat myself, child. And they go get the most fancy hairdo to go along with that dress. They just spent. They only made $250 that week, $250. But they spent half of that with the dress. And then they went and got the fancy hairdo. How much it cost to get a fancy hairdo? About $60. See, there it is right there. Oops, there it is. Oops, there it is. You see, and the thing that's gonna really make you mad is when you show up at church and somebody paid $40 for a hairdo that looked better than yours that you done paid $150. That's how poor people keep getting poor. Poor people keep, they won't stop digging. If you're in a hole, the way to get out of a hole is to stop digging. We won't stop digging. It's right out of the Bible. A poor person is cursing themselves with poverty. You making yourself more poor. Mama taught us, because I used to say, Mama, now how in the world? You making it. The man paying you 15 cents to iron a shirt for every shirt you iron. Now you iron 10 shirts. 10 times 15 cents. That's $1.50. Mama done made $1.50. But mama was able to clothe all of us. You see what? Mama said, I don't care what you, how much or how little you make, Timmy, put something back. If it ain't nothing but a dime, put that dime back. Put the pennies back. Save some. Don't ever let it be saved. You ain't got no money back. Child, when I left home, you know how much I left home with? I left home with over $1,000 out here in Texas. Coming to Texas with $1,000. Child, after getting that apartment the first week, it was cut in half. I say, Lord, have mercy. And it took me over a year to save that $1,000. I thought I was big time. And coming out here to Texas in that first week, I say, Lord, have mercy. This is just the first week, and I ain't even bought groceries and all of that yet. That's just getting the lights and all of that cut on and the apartment, the deposit, and the first month rent and all of that. A lot of time I be driving around now and I see these signs, $100 move-in. I said, what was that at, 30 years ago, $100 move-in? They didn't have no $100 move-in. Deposit for, and first month rent. Man. Deposit plus the first month? Lord, have mercy. Now they just want almost anybody. Come on in here. Amen. Matter of fact, we'll prorate that $100, Just come on up in here. Amen. We want you to come on in. We're going to show you the swimming pool, even though you can't swim. Amen. I got so tired of seeing these swimming pools. I said, do I look like a fish or something? Keep showing a person a swimming pool. Why do they show, is anybody in that business manager stuff, why do they show you the swimming pool? I don't want to be near no swimming pool. Even at the hotel, I don't want to be near no swimming pool. Don't put me near no swimming pool. I don't want to be looking out.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.